Hey folks, welcome back to Who's Next, the Goldberg cast. Yeah, I like that. That sounded good.
Yeah, that's great.
Maybe I'll try to remember that next time. So this is the final episode here with Trevor for the time being. And we're listening, Trevor Dame?
Yes.
Is that your real name?
Yes, Trevor William Dame. That is my full God-given name. I will not give my credit card number out. I've already given you too much information.
pretty good. What are we doing? We're watching Goldberg matches, and this week we have a match that was taped a while ago, October 10th. That was like four matches ago, but it airs December 13th on the main event. So,
and as you pointed out when you asked me to search for this on YouTube, because I am currently protesting the WWE Network valiantly. Oh, not really. I'm just cheap and not interested in WWE right now. But you told me to type in, this was off air, Goldberg versus Jobber Manny Fernandez. And lo and behold, that is the title of this video. So poor Manny. He cannot even just have a name. Not only can he not have a name to call his own, it can't even just be Manny Fernandez. It has to be Jobber Manny Fernandez.
So, that's true. So we all know and love, we all know Manny Fernandez, team with Rick Rude, classic guy in the 80s, a big push too, in the mid 80s in NWA, WCW. Do you know anything about the Jobber Manny?
No. All I want now is I want just like when Chavo Guerrero and then his dad, he got Chavo Classic. I want to see a segment where the real Manny Fernandez has like a sidekick that is Jobber Manny Fernandez. And that's his nickname that is used by the announcers. Like there's Manny Fernandez and Jobber Manny. And
I do love, in Lucha where they have like monkey midget sidekicks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing Manny Fernandez like Kimuto.
deal. He's right there with like Mini Vader. Like this is what I want. I don't want Jobber Manny Fernandez to be short, Steven. I want Mini Jobber Manny Fernandez. I want Manny Fernandez. Then I want Jobber Manny Fernandez. Then I want a separate midget wrestler named Mini Jobber Manny Fernandez.
Do you know who was a great wrestler, though? If you want to go look it up on YouTube, type in Mini Goldust. He was fucking awesome.
So many of those minis just weren't appreciated because of just the weirdness of that situation. But yeah.
I think he was also Mini Abniso Negro or something like that. But Mini Goldust, he wrestles for almost a year in that gimmick. And he was awesome. He was really
good. Yeah, if you Google, I just Googled Mini Goldust and it immediately goes to Mini Abismo Negro, so.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, watch those matches. They're a lot of fun. I've watched a lot of mini wrestling in my time, and he was one of the better. He was up there. Oh. There's some obviously some great ones, too.
Only 41 years old.
Still, yeah. So he's probably still alive.
Yeah, still spry.
He's younger than Goldust.
Mm-hmm. He's what kind of imitation Goldust is he? Huh. Can't even match up to the age.
All right, so let's get into this match here. Main event, one of the many, many WCW B shows. We talked a little bit about WCW B shows on the last show. Kind of the joy of just random matchups they would do there. It's great. Like, just go through the history of any of the WCW's B shows. You can like look up all the random people that Ultimo Dragon faced or Jushin Liger faced, and it's quite bizarre.
Main event set, not nearly as cool as the WCW Saturday Night set. Just a bunch of fans and smoke, and I guess a city. It's supposed to be an alley, I guess.
Not sure what that's supposed to be.
And Bill Goldberg.
Wow, that's a weird avatar for
Goldberg. Yeah, and Bill Goldberg chewing gum, I've just noticed. I don't know how many times he did that, but he's working on some gum.
This was this taped inside of like T TBS studio?
I would assume, yeah. It does kind of have that studio vibe. Look, this set that's just a bunch of TVs. You're telling me...
Oh, look at the guns on Manny.
Jobber Manny Fernandez not even gets an entrance, but does get a name graphic.
Look at the
Ooh, Goldberg isn't rushing to wrestle him right now. He's intimidated by Jobber Manny Fernandez. This is the like of the four matches we've watched. This is the most Manny spears him, more of a tackle, and he's just putting his arm on his throat, like kind of a side choke. The ref's telling him to stop. This is the first time we've seen him being admonished during the four matches. Now he tosses him into the buckle. He's choking him. This is heel Goldberg.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there was a heel run for the last couple of matches that me and Jason watched, where this was recorded before me and you started watching. That was completely dropped.
Jobber Manny Fernandez tried to punch Goldberg, and I think Goldberg miscommunicated. He was going to throw something too, and basically just threw his shoulder into the punch.
That was a hell of a back.
Yeah, this is the most wrestling I've seen of the four matches. Body slam. This is like 800% more moves than we've seen. You have to bring out the big guns to beat Jobber Manny Fernandez. You can't hold anything back. Knees in the corner. Throws in.
This is kind of the downfall of recording things in advance. It just seems out of place whenever it airs. For someone who's evolving as quickly as Goldberg was.
Ooh, Jobber Manny Fernandez gets a punch, and he immediately takes one back and does a big wobble cell fall to the ground. Goldberg choking him some more. It's amazing. He, of all the wrestlers we've watched Goldberg wrestle in these last four episodes, the one that has gotten any offense at all has been Jobber Manny Fernandez. Holy crap. Jobber Manny Fernandez just took a full flip bump off a clothesline. I'll tell you, this guy can bump. He's selling. He is bumping hard for Bill Goldberg. Maybe because he is a jobber. He's a little less worried about looking great. He's letting Goldberg beat the tar out of him. What the fuck was that? That was a spinning neck breaker where it felt like they were on two separate planes of existence as it was happening.
Yeah.
And jackhammer.
Oh, a good jackhammer. This is a blast from the past.
It was interesting.
This is Goldberg Jason Mann era, not Goldberg versus Trevor Dame era. So it's amazing how much he changed from the two recording sessions.
It was funny to hear on the announcer announcing Mike Tenay, who was on with Lee Marshall, saying this is when Goldberg picked up Jobber Manny Fernandez and held him in the air. He said, Mike Tenay said, this is part one of a two-step move he calls the jackhammer, which is kind of a weird way to talk about because it's like, couldn't you say that about a lot of moves? Like when anyone picks them up for a powerbomb, go, this is part one of a two-step move they call the powerbomb. Like, yes, step one is lifting someone. Step two is dropping someone. That's like 70% of wrestling moves. Like, it was interesting.
I only remember this once in like a Bret Hart match where like he hooks the legs and then someone said it was like, this is the first part, and then he turned him over, and that was the second part of the sharpener. Hmm. And that was like in a big match. I can't remember what match it was. That has happened before, but yeah, it's weird for the jackhammer, which is like just one move.
Well, that match actually makes a great end for my four-match run on this podcast, because the first three were all pretty much exactly the same, and you were just to varying degrees. And I remember you saying, I don't know if it was on or off air, you felt bad that I wasn't getting the complete Goldberg experience. We were just seeing two moves and end, but that was completely different. That was Goldberg doing a lot of choking, getting admonished by the ref. He took a couple bumps. He probably did four or five moves there that we didn't see on any of the other matches, or just the fact that they weren't the spear and the jackhammer. He did a really weird looking swinging neck breaker. He did a back breaker. He did the high knees. That was completely, and it's kind of bizarre to see Goldberg trying to be a heel. Like it, I guess that tells you that some, either he didn't know or the people telling him what to do didn't know what was going to happen, because
he did that in the Scotty Riggs match too. he was trying to be a heel like this, and then it was completely dropped when he faced Brock.
Yeah, and it just – it doesn't feel natural for him because it just feels like Goldberg, this big intimidating guy, shouldn't – like the idea that he feels the need to choke jobber Manny Fernandez, like, oh, this – I don't know if I can beat him straight up. This is – I'm going to have to pull out all the tricks this time.
That's the problem, because like if it was – if this aired like in a row, like when it was taped, that's what he was doing, yeah, right? But because he just squashed everyone the last three matches, the fact he does that versus Manny Fernandez, yeah, it just seems so weird.
Yeah, so yeah, again, we were talking about the last episode. Clearly, somewhere, either he or someone that was managing him backstage was like, we've got to cut out the cheating. Like, we don't need to do that. We can simplify your offense even more. And so, yeah, like you were saying, because they filmed out of order, this is like, as Michael Cole would say, vintage Goldberg. There was already a vintage Goldberg at this point in his career. And that, and it's a jarring when you, when you're used to Goldberg, you know, new Goldberg.
Yeah. I think we might need to watch these in the order they're taped and not the order they air. I think that might need to happen because this seems wrong.
It was interesting though. It was an interesting ride to go down. And, I actually kind of want to look up jobber Manny Fernandez now because I'm interested in – like he did a couple nice bumps for Goldberg. And like you said, he looked, was surprisingly a little bit jacked by jobber standards. And
he kept pointing to
it. Yeah, and poor guy, you know. But in a way, I guess it's – like I was saying before, I think off air, like it's probably cool that he gets – to have this little moment. He can say, oh, it's an early Bill Goldberg match, but it's sad that if he wants to tell his kids to go look him up, you have to go into YouTube and type jobber Manny Fernandez, son, if you want to see dad's big moment. But,
pretty good. Before we end the show, on the next, so the next two matches of Goldberg's career are both house shows, so we don't have footage, but he faces, Bobby Eaton on November 1st and November 2nd.
Wow.
That seems like it would have been nice before he goes back. I guess he takes a break. The next one is recorded later December as he faces Renegade.
I would, you know, I'm sure there's no footage of these, but I would love to have seen something like that because I'd be interested in knowing if those matches were longer, had more wrestling, because Goldberg at this stage of his career wrestling Bobby Eaton on house shows sounds like the definition of we're going to put you in with like a real pros pro, like veteran where no TV cameras will be watching and we're going to like teach you how to wrestle. I would be shocked if it was just a spear and a jackhammer because that'd be kind of pointless on a house show. At this point, when that's when fans don't really have expectations, I would tell them, you know, go out there and wrestle for, you know, 8 minutes with Bobby Eaton and, yeah, let him teach you a little bit, but you know what, Steven? I am happy I got to see jobber Manny Fernandez. I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad if everyone listening here is happy as well, because I'll be back with a brand new guest next week. Next week you're going to get a Renegade match, and then you're going to get his pay-per-view debut where he faces Steve McMichael.
Wow. Well, some other plebe guest can get my sloppy Renegade seconds. I saw history being made with the first Renegade Goldberg match. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Anything you want to plug?
I host a podcast with Matt Feuerstein called Through the Years, where we cover Ring of Honor show by show from the beginning. We release at a glacial pace on the Pro Wrestling Podcast Network, but we've done plenty of episodes to date. We're in the mid-40s now, I believe. I also have a Patreon at www.patreon.com/mecca. That's M-E-C-C-A, twice, so those two in a row. For $5 a month, I put up a new written article every day about the worst Impact wrestling fans ever who have threatened to murder me. That is not a joke. I try and be funny, and there is also, yes, a dog e-fed that we have documented over time there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's at Trevor Dame. That's D-A-M as in mother E, not Dane like Dane Cook, not like that. And yeah, that's my trio of plugs is now complete.
Pretty good. I don't have a subscription for the Patreon.
But don't do it. It's not worth it. Really good.
And Through the Years is one of the few wrestling podcasts I'm still
listening. Wow. Well, we make it easy. You could listen to like a minute a day and still have time before our next episode. So
I'm watching along too, so it slows me down because I see that your episode's being taped or being recorded. And I'm like, oh shit, I haven't watched the show yet. So then I have to delay it even further.
One of my favorite things about Through the Years is some people were watching along with us back when we used to put out an episode every 3 weeks instead of like or every 4 or 5. And they were like, yeah, I'm going to watch along. And at least one or two of the people that have done that are now like 6 or 7 months ahead of us. So they're like, yeah, I couldn't wait for you guys anymore. I'm like in early 2005 and you're in mid 2004. And that's a great feeling.
All my wrestling watching now is All Japan Women Classic, so I can wait on the watching.
Yeah.
Man, there's nothing in Ring of Honor that's as like as exciting as dumping her army versus the Crush Girls. That feud is an all-time classic.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it anyway. How dare you? Ring of Honor is just you can't beat Matt Stryker. I'm sorry. That's wrestling to me. Matt Stryker, BJ Whitmer, 20 minutes. You know, 20 minutes too short in my opinion. We could go for 40. But if you want to watch that stuff, Steven, okay, you can watch it. But I'm not going to yuck your yum, buddy. Okay.
Man, Dump is awesome.
Okay. No, she is. She is, obviously. Legend.
Let's not dish Dump, because she could still
probably. I'm not going to dump on Dump. Don't worry.
Okay.
Bobby,
Tony, thanks very much. A man making his way into the arena for our main event exclusive. He's a man I had an opportunity to talk to not very long ago, Iron Mike, Bill Goldberg. And the words that he used in our interview really frightened me. Because I said, what do you hope to accomplish? And he said, I'm here to destroy. So wait a minute. Aren't you here to win matches? Aren't you here to distinguish yourself in this sport? He goes, oh yeah, that too. But I'm here to destroy people.